This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have throughout history decided to rank things and publicize how we rank them. And U.S. News has very famously ranked law schools, medical schools, and I've never really given it that much thought because as a medical student who went to the University of Nevada School of Medicine, I thought I went to the best school ever. And the reason why I think I went to the best medical school is because the care I gave my patients and the lives I was able to save with the help of God was something that I don't know if I would have been able to do going to another school. Now, these other schools are fantastic, and I had exposure to a couple other medical schools. I did my fourth year at UCLA, so I was able to see the students, see how they do things in the hospital, go on their rotations. A year of the UCLA training was remarkable. I'm grateful. UCLA was amazing. But those students didn't have the same experience I did. I was delivering babies. I was taking out appendixes, gallbladders, hysterectomies. As a student, because it was a smaller class size, because we had to train not only in Reno, but in Las Vegas, and in Las Vegas, they were very busy, didn't have enough doctors, so you as a student stepped up. Yet at UCLA, many of the students, again, fantastic, very intelligent, very well educated, but they didn't have the same experience I did because they weren't allowed as a student to do some of the things that I was able to through my school. And so for me, I think the smaller school, the more attention was amazing. Were there parts of my training that I feel should have never happened? Absolutely. You know, those were the days where you got yelled at. And if you guys think Scrubs with Dr. Kelso was rough or Hell's Kitchen with Gordon Ramsay, that was nothing. That's kindergarten compared to some of the abuse we got as students. So I would change that. But I still believe my education from that school, and mind you, you know, you work with doctors throughout the city that can, you know, be hard to handle at times. But I think overall it was probably one of the best educations any medical student could have gotten. So as far as I'm concerned, UNR School of Medicine needs to be on top of that list. But UNR School of Medicine doesn't usually get to the top of those lists. The top of those lists are Harvard, Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Columbia. Good schools, fantastic schools, but they're always, you know, the more kind of wealthier, you know, difficult to get in, more Ivy League. And so there's been a lot of controversy with the law school rankings and with the medical school rankings, as many of these universities are pulling out, feeling that the criteria used to generate the rankings do not reward the best learning environments, and that they believe the preferences are overly influenced by the prestige and wealth of the schools. Yale Law School pulled out of the U.S. News Law Rankings. I think Columbia, Stanford, Penn State followed Harvard's lead, pulling out of the medical rankings. And I've seen enough medical schools to be able to surmise what you need to have a good school. And so it all depends on what your definition is of a good doctor. Okay, is a good doctor somebody who's not going to be biased, somebody who's not going to judge you based on your political preferences, based on your race, your creed, based on, you know, if they're teaching students that you give proper care to anybody, whether they are Republican, Democrat, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, the number one is, then that school is teaching you know, appropriately. If the school has faculty that actually care, and when they see somebody struggle, rather than just try to kick them out because it could affect their board scores, actually try to help. A school that realizes that not everybody learns the same, that you can't just teach it one way, that there are going to be other ways to teach and work with people. Some people might be on the autism spectrum. Some people might have a learning disability. A school that actually stops and cares. A good medical school is also one that doesn't make fun of their students. I mean, how many times do you hear people talk about, oh, man, the student didn't know what they were doing. But, okay, well, then you're not a good teacher. If your student doesn't know what they're doing and you're making fun of their student, that reflects on you. That means you haven't taught. And then on top of that is, are your students proficient? Now, we have licensing exams, the USMLE, which we've been told now there's AI who could pass it. How do your students do on these national exams to assess competency? If a school struggles to get people to pass, that probably isn't the best medical school. But if that school teaches what needs to be taught and makes sure these students are proficient, that's a good school. Another thing that I think schools need to do is train their students before they get into the hospital with a lot of the procedures they need to do. When a student doesn't know something and the hospital's busy and the nurses are, you know, they're running the code and they don't sometimes have time to teach. So they'll be like, you know what, just watch. But if these students are ready to go the second they enter their hospital wards and their clinicals, they could then jump in and do things. Also, it takes the community. You need the community that can be there and help nurture those students. I see a lot of medical schools burn bridges and not seem to get the help and support from the community doctors, because you also need to teach practical medicine. So you might have somebody who's kind of politically charged and teaches one way, and the reality of things are much different. And so I think what we need to do is, when it comes to these rankings, now I get you have a lot of prestige, and the reason why they have these rankings, which kind of hurts students, is if you say you went to one of those schools, you're like, oh yeah, I went to one of the U.S. News top schools. Well, your medical prowess is based on how you treat patients and what you're able to do with patients, and that could be from any school. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we've had a lot of mass shootings in the last few days. And whenever this happens, after the grieving, after the anger, after the guilt, we want to go into the kind of the prevention phase of it. Let's prevent this. Let's not let this happen again. And so we keep trying to profile. I don't know if you saw this on Facebook. I shared it because I thought it was fascinating. I don't know if it holds any water. But somebody had decided to look at all the mass, all these mass killers or murderers, you know, or individuals with severe mental illness that were famous, you know, like Jeffrey Dahmer, things like that, people like him, and look at their horoscope or their zodiac sign. And, oh, Gemini and Sagittarius and, you know, and I understand people thought that was probably trivial and it might have been insulting and not politically correct and stereotyping, But while we as society don't want to stereotype, and we're moving away from saying what's a woman and what's a man, and we are, on the flip side, trying to profile who could be the next murderer. And I'm noticing, and we've discussed this before, how we're going to fail because we're so worried about being politically correct and not stereotyping and not profiling that we may not step in or do something when we have somebody with red flags. So we have a report that I believe the Secret Service had conducted where they looked at 173 mass attacks that occurred between 2016 and 2020, and they tried to look for similarities. They found the majority of them were men, and they were sparked by personal, domestic, or workplace grievances, which is not really the biggest eye-opener. We spoke about that, how many people who get rejected will turn to violence. So they get mad at a family member or a loved one, they attack. They get mad at work, they got fired from work, so they go in and take revenge. So that's not as shocking. The problem is I almost think we know less than we think we do. So they say the attackers were overwhelmingly men with histories of mental health issues, financial problems, or domestic abuse. This comes from the National Threat Assessment Center report. The weapon of choice were guns. The report comes, obviously, after what we saw with two mass shootings in California, taking the lives of at least 18 people, many multiple injured. But when they tried to portray what the mass attacker is, they said 96% of them were men. Many used firearms. The ages ranged from 14 to 87. They had a history, more commonly, with a failed family relationship. Well, yeah, if you have tendencies, psychotic tendencies to want to kill, my guess is that might manifest in other ways. That doesn't mean somebody who has a failed family relationship is going to be a killer. If they were physically aggressive or intimidating, that seemed to be a common thread, which is, to me, a huge red flag, because that means you don't have self-control. You let your emotions take over you. And if you let your emotions take over you, then your animal instinct to kill can very easily prevail, and you don't hold that back. Many were jobless or in legal strife, they say. Well, yeah, if you don't know how to blend in and work at a job and take an employer's direction or a supervisor's direction, that's a problem. Domestic abuse, some of them had rap sheets. They said two-thirds of them did exhibit alarming behavior, which means they could have red flagged people. Over one half had mental health issues. Now that concerns me, because does that mean about half of them didn't? They had no mental health issues? Was it because they weren't diagnosed? Was it because they never got into a provider and never got a diagnosis? Or was it that they didn't have any mental health issues and all of a sudden just lost it? So I'd like to know a little bit more about that aspect. A quarter had followed conspiracies or hateful ideologies. So they could be either manipulated or follow a thought process and feel that justified their actions or their thinking. And then one half were motivated by grievances over perceived wrongs. So there's kind of that retribution aspect of it. So we might never understand the motives. We might never get the motives, because some of these mass shooters end up killing themselves or getting killed in the fight. But with this report, did we narrow things down? I don't think so. Because as far as I'm concerned, anybody who does a mass shooting or a mass casualty event has mental illness. The parade, the Christmas parade, where somebody took the car and, mowed people down. I mean, I think if somebody wants to kill, they're going to grab any weapon, whether it's a knife, a machete, a truck, a car. I also believe that we are being too afraid to speak out when we think somebody at work is not stable. I've worked in places where I could tell that I didn't think they would be shooters, but I could tell that they were really adding to the toxicity, that they, you know, could themselves, you know, be, I don't want to say a threat, but they just didn't look like they were mentally healthy. But if you said something, people could accuse you of being discriminatory or bias or, and why didn't anybody say anything? Why didn't anybody notice? And so it's frustrating to me. There was that child that shot his teacher in Virginia, and we're being told that that teacher knew the child had a weapon. And I think that the school was notified 3 times. They say a Virginia teacher texted a loved one before she was wounded that the boy was armed and that school officials were failing to act. This was a student, a 6-year-old, who had a gun in his backpack. And the text showed her frustration. She was frustrated because she was trying to get help with this child, for this child, and then when she needed help, no one was coming. So why aren't people helping? What is going on? Remember that one shooter was at the in Michigan, where it was a child that had drawn some very disturbing images, and then the parents were called. There was a conference that day. Parents leave. He goes and shoots up the school. What are we missing here? Is it that we are afraid to be politically incorrect? Are we afraid that we are going to be profiling or we are going to be accused of biasing? And so I think a lot of people stay quiet. They go, I don't want to get fired. I don't want to get canceled. I don't want to accuse. I don't want to be sued. And so nobody does anything until the shooting happens. And they're like, well, you know what? We had problems with this kid. Well, then if you had problems with that kid or problems with that person or problems with that employee, then, you know, one of you would ask, what is the safest way to fire somebody so they don't come back and shoot you? I don't know that answer. Because you could do a severance package. You could pay them to work from home. That's why some employers are like, you know what, stay home. I don't know if any of you guys are going to, you know, turn evil, so just stay home and stay there and don't come to the office. It's safer that way. If you have somebody who you think is mentally unstable, you know, we really do need to have that red flag line where, and I understand it would probably be completely inundated, especially by exes who say, oh, I think this person is going to do this, but there has to be a better way of being able to vet people, because the majority of the witnesses who knew these mass shooters said something was up. Then you're like, well, why didn't you say anything? Well, where do they go? How do they say that they have the heebie-jeebies? Having the heebie-jeebies about somebody. How do you say that? How do you tell somebody? How do they get through the interview? How do they get through the screening process? Especially when half of them may have no history of mental illness and just snap. So I think we are going to be no closer to figuring out who the next mass killer is unless we really do deep dives. And when we suspect something, interview. And there's psychological tests. We also might need to do stress tests on people. But their social media could give us big clues, but a lot of these individuals that isolate are not social media. So you might not be able to see any pattern of their behavior. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. President Biden's announced a major upgrade in U.S. military aid to Ukraine.
Today, I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, the equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion.
Along with the parts needed to maintain the tanks and people to train the Ukrainians, he says Ukraine needs those tanks to counter Russia's evolving military moves. A huge storm's again making life miserable around the USA, starting with a dozen tornadoes that struck around Houston yesterday.
I've been through numerous thunderstorms, couple of tornado watches, everything. This is the first time it's actually hit this close.
Baytown, Texas resident Daniel Gallegos is already cleaning up. The system that spawned the tornadoes is now bearing down on the Midwest, already causing hundreds of canceled and delayed flights. Poor earnings, especially from Microsoft, have sent stocks down today. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is something that, you know, I love how in medicine we'll get a new medication or we'll get a new way of doing things and then everybody jumps on it. And it's the biggest craze. And then all of a sudden we start getting some realities kicking in. Or like, or maybe this isn't for everybody. Well, you're going to see a headline that I think is a lot to do about nothing. And it's making people panic. But I do appreciate the fact that maybe we might have a little bit of a pause. So one thing we have been doing now, as you do everything in extremes in this country, is jumping on the diabetic medication weight loss train, where people who don't have diabetes are using these medications to lose weight. And the FDA has approved some of these drugs to lose weight. So medications like Ozempic and Rybelsus or Wegovy for weight loss, being these GLP-1 agonists, they target the area of the brain to help regulate appetite, especially after eating. They might slow down how the stomach empties, make you feel fuller for longer, allow your insulin to do its job, and bring the sugar into the cell. And so it helps those with diabetes reduce their blood sugar, but it also, we noticed, helped people feel fuller. Remember with Wellbutrin, people were found to not crave their cigarettes, so then they turned around and said, well, wait a second, let's market Zyban as a smoking cessation drug. Same thing with Viagra. We were using Viagra for pulmonary hypertension and a cardiovascular drug, and some people were saying, this is kind of nice because my erection is is lasting. So then they were able to remarket it and repurpose it for an erectile dysfunction drug. So it's no surprise that we have medications on the market for something such as diabetes that we could then repurpose and use as a weight loss drug. Well, but we are having some complications to that. Number one is we're having a shortage of these medications for the diabetics who need it. So now that you have all these people that aren't diabetic but are overweight that want to use a medication to feel full or want to lose 5 or 10 pounds before the wedding, we're having a shortage of some of these medications. They're also very expensive. They also come with side effects. I've had patients call in, sounds like they're having severe nausea, or they're having epigastric abdominal pain, such as a pancreatitis. And when I ask them, you know, when did this start, or how long after your injections, I think that maybe for some people, they may be getting a pancreatitis, or a severe nausea, or GI upset from the drugs and not tolerating it well. Well, now we have a new side effect that is being reported called Ozempic face. And nobody should really panic about that, but it's a suggestion where many people feel that their face is aging. So they take the weight loss drug, and then they feel like it's causing them to rapidly age. Well, there's a very simple explanation for this. Fat makes you look younger. And so the thinner people have less of that filler, so they look more wrinkly. So if you lose 20 pounds in a fairly short amount of time, your body may not have that plasticity to snap back and still look tight. You might look older. You might age. And those individuals that do have more fat seem to, you know, be able to look a little bit more plumper, look a little bit more youthful. And so, you know, I hear women say, if I lose weight, I'm going to look older. I'd rather you be healthy. You could always nip tuck. I'd rather you be healthy. But it's not that uncommon to see when you lose weight, things to look different. Things might sag more. Your boobies will sag. That's just what happens. And so your butt could sag. You might feel like, okay, I got some curves and I got some, yeah, but, you know, the fat isn't sustainable. You can't. Have that long term. My concern with these medications, these GLP-1 agonists, I think they are fantastic for diabetes. I know they come with side effects as any other medicine does. My concern is how long do you need to be on it? Because if you stop it, are you going to gain the weight back? And we're having reports that, yeah, they work while you're on it. Now, with any sort of weight loss intervention, they always suggest, whether it's a gastric sleeve or the previous gastric band or medications like phentermine, is maybe you'll get it in your head and relearn to be full so you don't gain the weight again. And those people that can completely change their thinking, could completely rethink how they do foods and what they put in their mouth and eating to be satiated or not eating for boredom, may keep the weight off. But time and time again, I see people who wonder what bariatric surgery took slews of medications using these injectables to lose weight, to stop and gain the weight back. And it's frustrating to see that because they went through all that to lose the weight. They lost weight to gain it back. So what we really need to attack is that habit that thinking process. So the reason why these medications are so popular is because, one, we've had them out for a while, so we have a safety record. You know, people were freaking out about the COVID vaccine, even though the technology had been around, it was a new vaccine. These are medications that have been out for a while. So we have a lot more data on what they could do and the side effects, and we could identify. But the reason why they're also popular is because we think it works on the brain. And it'll fool the brain into you not wanting to eat. Well, the other methods do that as well. But how do you fool the brain permanently? The big problem we have is we don't change our habits. And you might be like, you know what, I'm good. I lost weight, I'm not hungry, that's fantastic. How many of us had the stomach flu? We didn't want to eat, we lost 5 pounds. We were like, damn. And you started to feel better going, good, I'm 5 pounds down. If I could just keep the weight that, if I could just, before you even finish your sentence, you've already gained the weight back. Your body finds it easier to go back to your set point. We need to figure out how to change that set point where your brain is happier with you being 120 pounds as opposed to 160. We need that brain to figure that out. And these medications don't necessarily solve that long term. It's only as you use them. Which means what you have to do when you are with Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig or going through bariatric surgery or whatever, you need to have that psychological intervention on how to retrain your brain. And part of it is looking at food as disgusting. You almost have to. We don't want you being anorexic. We don't want you having an eating disorder. But you have to look at something with sugar as evil. And you need to look at something like, you know, you see a bottle of water, you're like, I want to drink that. I want to crave water. I don't want you over drinking water. But you need to be able to look at things as that I want and that other stuff I don't. Now, I'm not there yet. If there's a piece of chocolate and I see that chocolate, I don't care how much I tell myself, you don't want it, it's evil, you don't want it, it's evil. My body's like, what the hell are you doing? That's chocolate. It's going to raise your serotonin. You're going to feel good. Eat that chocolate. One of my friends had bought those chocolates with the alcohol in them, the ethylene with the amaretto and the tequila and the Grand Marnier. And I was like, oh, my God. They were so, you know, I had to eat, too. I had to. They were little ones. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And I know better. And I need to be able to every day, not just, oh, it's my cheat day. I need to be able to every day look at it and go, I don't want it. No desire for it. I don't want it. So Ozempic face shouldn't scare people from using that medication if it's something their doctor wants them to do. But keep in mind, any sort of rapid weight loss will make you look different. And yes, I've seen a lot of my friends look older and age. You would think it's you know, it's a good thing for them to lose weight. It's healthier, and it is. But yeah, you'll see more wrinkles. As I said, you know, there's plastic surgery and there's fillers and things like that could be done. People transplant fat. I wouldn't recommend that. Just embrace the age, embrace your new body, losing weight and help. And, you know, some wrinkles are sexy. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
In 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you asked if it's a false narrative or a wrong headline about multiple companies laying off. How do they know how many companies have laid off? People lay off all the time. Where do they get the 200 number? So I did a little research. The 200 tech companies that you keep seeing that headline, 200 tech companies, I found it on layoffs.fyi. And I'm not sure that's where all these other headlines are getting it. But I think I spoke to you guys about how there's this website that looks at layoffs, companies with layoffs,
and what percentage and what industry they're in. And it actually is kind of fascinating. If this data is accurate, it really kind of tells you a lot. So, for example, let me see if we could look at, so, Vacasa. It's located in Portland. It's in the travel industry. They laid off 17% of their workforce, which is about 1,300 employees. In the San Francisco Bay Area, they have a healthcare company called Inovacker. Healthcare, they laid off 15% of the workplace, but that was about 245 people. So what I like about this, it's called layoffs.fyi. What I like about this website, and I don't know much about it, I'm assuming these numbers are accurate, is they, when somebody says, gosh, they laid off 20% of their sales force. Well, how much is that 20%? Is that, you know, 50 employees? So, you know, the percentage makes a nice headline. But, I mean, TikTok has some layoffs, but they don't list the numbers yet or the percentage. And there's, you know, Teladoc Health laid off 6% of their workforce. Well, that's 300 people. So 6%, you do the math on how many employees they have. So when I'm looking at the companies that have layoffs, travel, healthcare, finance, products, there's some construction, there's marketing, let me see, there's data, finance, security. You would think security would be, but Jump Cloud laid off 12% of their workforce as of January 18th, so this is about a week old, but that's 100 employees. So, you know, right now they're saying that in 2023, there's been about 60,000 layoffs. Now, I would expect there to be more if somebody doesn't necessarily report this to them, and or they have too small a number for it to count. But it is interesting, so it's definitely something to look at. A lot of people are complaining. You're going to see these TikToks and these Instagrams complain about how they were laid off and the coldness to it. A Google employee said she was in the middle of a work trip. She was right about to meet with a client, and she got laid off. Now, that's poor planning on management, because she could tell the client some, you know, unsavory things if she's mad. And she said she couldn't get into her email. One former employee said her position was eliminated when she was on a work trip. She was actively meeting with clients, and she posted this on TikTok at Kimberly Diaz. She told the story of how this happened. She got at least 1.3 million views. She said she was attempting to make some last-minute adjustments to a work presentation just before a client meeting when she realized she cannot get into her company email account. And now, she said she worked at YouTube, which is owned by Alphabet, Google's parent company. And she said, I couldn't get into my email, but for some reason, my chat still worked. I think I got in it before they closed it down because it was so early. I texted my colleague who was there and also leading the meeting to be like, hey, are you having an issue with your email? Here's my phone number. It soon became apparent that she was laid off. So she needed a coworker to help her change her flight to get back home. And this was just very poor planning. She said, 10 minutes later, I got a follow-up email from Google that was like, your position is eliminated, effective immediately. And so, luckily, she was still able to get home, but you're in the middle of a work meeting. Now, usually, your ticket should have been paid for, so hopefully you could still get back. But that stinks. And then here she is with a client. I don't think she necessarily messed with that interaction. But with employees, Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai said that the company was too big to do cuts the way it might have preferred. If you don't act clearly and decisively and early, we can compound the problem and make it much worse. These are decisions I needed to make. And we spoke about this, how the employers who say, look, we're going to give you 2-week notice, you know, this way, continue to work. You still have a job here for 2 weeks. But it gives you some time to find a new job. Well, that's a thing of the past, because many people feel that in those 2 weeks, there could be so much toxicity and bad feelings and vibes and vandalism or retribution that when people fire you, they ask you to leave right away. No notice. Now, sometimes they might give 2 weeks severance, but, you know, so the layoffs in corporate America are, it's something that, sadly, we're going to see, it was predicted. We struggled with COVID by lockdowns and measures that should have never happened to that degree. Then we struggled to get people to come back. And President Biden said, pay them more. And he whispered to pay them more. And that was the message. Pay your employees more, bribe them to get back to work and off of unemployment. So employers had to compete with unemployment. And a study came out last month saying some workers, depending on where they live, need to make at least six figures to break even or make it worth their while than all the goodies they get being unemployed. And then being able to get the food stamps and the Medicaid and things like that. So to make it worth their while, you know, the average employer can't pay six figures. So employers who were desperate to get people back to work so they could function and run gave people the farm. Well, now in a recession and with inflation, it's expensive to keep that farm up. 3M is going to cut $2,500 manufacturing jobs. That's I think the Sharpie maker, Newell Brands. The Sharpie maker is cutting 13% of its office staff. Amazon, Google, Microsoft. So they say tech companies have announced more than 50,000 layoffs. I think they could be getting it from that layoff site. Even though the U.S. economy added 223,000 jobs, it's still the lowest level in over 40 years. And can you blame some people don't want to go to work if they have to take a subway and risk being thrown in front of a train? Or they have to risk a workplace shooting? Or have to risk, you know, toxicity in the workplace? They'd rather be at home with the kids and with the pets. So I get that. The problem is to get somebody to come back, employers have had to pay them so much, and we knew that couldn't last. You could only pay a fast food worker $22 an hour for so long. And that's what California has now mandated and legislated. So I hope many of you can keep your job if you want your job. I've spoken to you about how to keep your job. Sit down with your employer and say, you know, what is it that you need? Do you need, you know, us, you know, being more flexible with our remote? Do you need us on site? Is it, you know, are the remote people the ones at higher risk? Or are we saving you money working remote? Well, do you need some of us to be part-time? During the Great Recession that lasted through the teens, although now they're trying to say the Great Recession ended in 2009. No. Throughout the teens, people were trying to negotiate to keep their coworkers by saying, look, we'll all work part-time in order for you to keep, you know, employing our buddies. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fan. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.